But it was a different place because they had cows in the steading, and the people around,
yeah,
came for their milk and pail, wee pails, like.
Oh, yes.
And they put them on the window if they weren't able to come, so that they could collect it later. And I was thinking about that this morning. The lady that was a dairy maid, she was a wee, just tough as blazes, like. she was from Greenock.
Uh-huh.
And she learned to ride when she was quite old. So somebody met her one day running in the road with a bike, and they said to her, "What are you doing running with a bike? You can't find out that time." She says, "I'm late."
So strange.
Yes. And then another time, herself and there was a farm away over in the road there, but it's not there now. And the lived there was, had went to the Moyhall Drive, and they crashed into each other on the bike.
Both on bikes?
On the bikes, and somebody said to him, "How do you manage to do that now?" "Oh, I don't know," he says. "We just seem to keep the same side, do you see?" Just all little stupid things.
It was quite a busy place, Moy,
at that time, I think. It was very busy. Mm. They held the sports out here, out in that field. Wow. And it was a good one, like, there was a big tent.
This was for everyone?
Aye. There was obstacle races and things like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Aye, it was good. And I think we got a bag of bangs or something.
Was that
to keep us going?
Was that from the Macintosh? From the big house?
Aye.
Do you remember anything about the people at the big house? Did you see them very often?
Oh, I remember them fine. Yeah. Mm. My father was in a great war, like, and Macintosh was a, I don't know what title he had, but he was an army man as well. So himself and Dad had quite a lot of times with it together, speaking about it, right?
In the same regiment?
Yeah.
Were they in the same regiment? Mm. The same
group? I don't think so,
no.
Lachlan was in the Navy, wasn't he, the last Macintosh?
Aye, the old Macintosh, not the old one, but the one before this one that's gone now.
Yeah, yes, he was in the Army.
He was in the Navy, and he wanted to be sure he saved his heart if he got in the water, like, if he was shot down or whatever they did. And he didn't want to lose the heart because it had gold braid on it. But he's an awful nice man, that. You could tell, you know, if somebody met them, in about 2 minutes they were all laughing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But then he just dropped dead in the back of the old Moyhall. Mrs. Macintosh just now, her husband, never got much a chance to learn about the estate because his dad had died before. Aye, and I think he wouldn't be that old himself.
Mm.
He just went out to take the dog out at night and he dropped dead. And I don't know what they were doing here. Charlie and John Gunn over the road was in our house anyway, and they heard the mother shouting. So they went down and helped her.